Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Be sure to check out the things that Bruce Piasecki has deposited with us, his wisdom over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Bruce is with us. He's a great friend, the author of The Surprising Solution, and his new book is called Doing More with Less. And Bruce, I want to get to that in a second, but before we do,
okay.
I want to ask you, If Schumacher showed up right now, he would be excited about the incrementalization of technology. He'd like the fact that small business owners have power today, processing power today, that couldn't even have dreamed of even 20 years ago.
Exactly, like a handheld.
He would, yeah. Exactly, and all the cloud stuff. He'd love that. But
yes,
with what's happened in the last 3 years... in corporate America and across the globe, so many people unemployed, but yet Wall Street's doing great. I don't think he'd like that part. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. And I think the world has become more swift and more severe since he wrote. I think he began to see that happening. And so one of the things that we need to do is create a more humane capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people have written a very, very insightful, moral capitalism, like Steve Young's book, who I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think humane capitalism is what Schumacher was all about, where people delight in innovation.
And this is my audience hears me saying this all the time, Bruce. Small business, Main Street small businesses have got to take back the marketplace. We've got to take back the economy from Wall Street, in my opinion. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that when your readers get my new book in March, and I want to offer you, Jim, maybe a couple dozen of them to give away on your radio show
for
fundraisers. But essentially, I'm talking about a lot of small businesses. So the first chapter is about in the company of knuckleheads, and it's about what went wrong in Wall Street,
right,
and what went wrong in some places of where people forget what natural, fair competition is. We are all competitive, but we needn't become knuckleheads. And the second chapter is also a reflection on Wall Street, and which is predicated on superabundance and excess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing about leadership in a world of 7 billion souls. What do we have to become like again? And you already have in your Brain Trust archive the notion that we have to become like Ben Franklin all over again.
But the other thing you've got to include in that is something that Schumacher warned us about, and that's now we don't just have greed. Greed's always been with us. Greed is actually not always a bad thing, but when you turn it into digital greed, that's when it gets out of control.
Mm-hmm. Good point. And that's what I mean by severity.
Yeah.
Where you look at the word and it's what's happening now. I know executives of large corporations who at the peak of their prime are being phased out because the vicious corporation can hire someone who's not 48 years old. Now, that's obscene.
Right.
Where, someone takes knowledge and serves an entity and is loyal for two decades,
mm-hmm.
and yet their third decade is cut out from beneath them. So
right.
To get back to Schumacher, after 9/11, I sort of set out. I was on the phone when it happened and talking with four different people, and we were all discovering that, something serious was going on. So I set out on the porch, and I want your readers to know that the first book I decided to go back to after the horror of 9/11 was Schumacher.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some solace and insight in it about his whole idea of taking things small again, that people matter. That, I had one friend after 9/11 who runs the group Innovest evaluation firm I had worked with, who had to take 114 people out of his Rolodex after 9/11.
Wow.
So the whole idea of focusing on people. So my new book is about the realignment mm-hmm. of money, people, and rules. So when I use the phrase doing more with less, I'm in many ways coming back to this fundamental notion of fair competition, mm-hmm. of people motivated to do good work, innovative work,
right.
and people knowing what is enough as opposed to
And if you want to see where that's happening in reality, ladies and gentlemen, anybody who may be listening, not just in theory, go to Main Street. Small business owners are doing what you're saying, Bruce, every day. And they haven't stopped.
I believe it.
And they're going to keep doing it.
And that's why I love your audience, man.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back real soon.
You be well.
Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I promise. We won't do without him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting here, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.